This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. The manufacturing sector has been kinda blah lately. We got some new data from the Institute for Supply Management. It shows that manufacturing contracted in May for the seventh month in a row. The sector was also a cool spot in Friday's hot jobs report. We asked Marketplace's Savannah Marr to take us into the world of manufacturing.
Early in the pandemic, Americans famously bought a lot of stuff. And until around late last year, U.S. factories were still playing catch-up.
Backlogs are mostly what has sustained manufacturing,
says Jonathan Millar, an economist with Barclays. But those factory back orders have mostly been filled. And now, Millar says higher borrowing costs for consumers are putting a damper on demand.
It seems like we may be headed for a period of weakness.
So manufacturing firms may be at an inflection point, says Tim Fiore with the Institute for Supply Management. He says staffing up to meet that early pandemic demand wasn't easy. Now, do manufacturers hold on to those workers in hopes orders will tick back up?
They're probably going to have to make some decisions in the June-July timeframe here about overstaffing.
In other words, more layoffs could be coming. But there are bright spots, says Chad Moutre with the National Association of Manufacturers, like construction spending within the sector.
That number is just a huge hockey stick at this point, right? It's up a whopping 104.5% over the last year.
Moutre says a lot of that construction is fueled by federal investments in shoring up U.S. supply chains.
Semiconductor facilities being built, obviously given the push towards electric vehicles, new facilities being built for not just that production, but also for batteries.
He says manufacturers are focused on how they can grow once they come out of this sluggish period. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.